hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Snowy roads, not great. Lots of school delays. Some are closed. WLBC.com and our station across the hallway, 104.1 WLBC, has updates every 10 minutes. It changes a lot, so pay attention to Jared Boomer across the hallway. In the teaching department at Ball State University, they are schooling our youth, as it were, to never bury the lead. I do the same thing here, and that means we do the most important and pertinent things first in an interview situation like we're in now with BSU President Jeffrey Mearns. The most important item on the minds of the community, the citizens, the people throughout East Central Indiana and worldwide about the president of the mid-major university known as the home of the Cardinals. How is the healing process? Are you full go for resumption of the family ping pong match that was interrupted by your severe traumatic injury, sir?
Well, I'm not sure it was severe and traumatic, but it was a pretty serious one. But, you know, I'm not so much focusing on the resuming the ping pong match with my son. All of my focus, all of my physical therapy, all my training now is to ensure that I'm ready for cornhole in September to continue my undefeated winning streak against you, Steve Lindell.
All right, very good. He remembers that a little incorrectly. Probably some of the head damage that happened from the traumatic injury. We'll cycle back to Ball State sports in just a minute. In fact, there is a Squishmallow event coming up, as I understand it. We'll get to that towards the end of the segment here with President Mearns. There was a survey recently, the Hoosier survey, showing year-over-year consistency in Indiana residents' thoughts on social issues like marijuana use and abortion. The Bowen Center was in charge or a part of that. Is that right?
That's correct. So the Bowen Center has been engaged here at Ball State for, I think, nearly 20 years, maybe founded in the mid-2000s. The reason it's important, it's the only regular survey that's conducted of Indiana adults. So it's an Indiana-specific public opinion survey that is done on a regular basis. So the survey is conducted of about 600 adults, and they ask these folks questions, their opinions about national, state, and local issues. So the most recent survey, as you said, focused on a couple of issues that are of interest. One was asking people about their opinions on legalizing marijuana, and what they found was 54% of the folks who responded to the survey supported legalizing marijuana for personal use. Another 32% didn't support legalizing it for personal use, but legalizing it for medicinal use. And about 10% of Indiana residents did not think marijuana should be legal for any purpose. And as you mentioned a moment ago, pretty consistent year over year compared to the last survey. The other topic they asked questions was about abortion. And again, what they found was 31% of the folks who responded to the survey thought abortion should be legal in most cases. 28% found that it should be legal in all cases. 27%, a similar number, believe marijuana should be illegal in most cases. And 10% said their opinion was that abortion should be illegal in all cases. So again, this is information that can help inform the important decisions that are made by our elected officials in the General Assembly and the governor.
BSU President Jeffrey Mearns live. It's 8:19 in the morning as we're talking on January the 19th. There's a new feature on this program. I'm sure you listen practically every day because you're an aficionado of the WMUN and local news radio. It's called Word of the Day. My brother Patrick in Minnesota gave me a Christmas gift, a Word of the Day calendar. So before the end of this interview, if you would be so kind, learned president that you are, could you use today's Word of the Day, which is wherefore? Wherefore. Anywhere within the rest of our interview, wherefore is the Word of the Day. Could you do that for me?
I will give it a try.
No, come on. Come on.
Wherefore art thou, Steve? Not yet. No. Okay.
Guys, come on. Just in the crux.
Okay. I'll slip it in.
Thank you. I look forward to that. Hoops. How about those Cardinal women? Holy cow.
Yeah, they are on a roll. So our women's basketball team is, I was going to say off to a great start, but we're actually probably about halfway through the season. They're 15-2 overall, undefeated in the MAC. They've won 9 games in a row. Their only losses this season are to national powerhouses, UConn and Notre Dame. And just on Wednesday afternoon, Allie Becky, our star point guard, we were playing at Central Michigan. She scored 36 points. The entire Central Michigan team only scored 47.
Ouch.
And she was 10 for 11 from the field. She shot more than 90% from the field, including, I think, half a dozen three-pointers. They're on a roll. But a big game coming up on Sunday. I hope all your listeners will pack Worthen Arena. We play Toledo, who's 12-3 overall. They're also 5-0 in the MAC. It's 6 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. I just heard your weather forecast, so it's going to be sunny on Sunday afternoon. So wherefore art you going to be on Sunday afternoon?
Oh, well
Steve
done,
Lindell.
BSU President Mearns right there. Monday I might be at Worthen because I think that's gymnastics, if my notes are correct. Are they home on Monday?
I think that's right. And of course, on Saturday, our men's basketball team, which is having a good season. They're off to a slow start in the MAC, but having a good season. They're coming off a victory at Eastern Michigan, and they play our big rival, Miami, so that's 2 o'clock at Worthen. So you can spend Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Worthen Arena, staying warm and eating popcorn and watching Cardinal victories.
My question was interrupted by the guest just a moment ago. I was trying to tie in gymnastics Monday to the Squishmallows, because apparently, President Mearns, as you full well know, it is a Squishmallow event. They're going to have a Squishmallow cannon, I think, and they're going to fire these things out right at the heads of little kids that come and watch the lady. I think it's going to be very entertaining. Will there be any video on that, any YouTube live or anything?
I don't know, but I also trust our folks that they will not be shooting cannons of any type, Squishmallow cannons, at young children. I assume they'll be launching them into the air, and so even somebody like you would be able to catch a Squishmallow.
What do you mean somebody like me, undefeated cornhole athlete that I am? What's that all about?
By the way, do you still display the Squishmallow that I gave you?
Yeah, it's right there. I'm looking right at it. It's in the other studio. It's in the Axia Command Center with Emily Guffey. It's got the square little hat on that I wish I could have worn.
So you should be promoting that, getting it out on social media, and encouraging everyone to show up.
All right, done deal. MCS, you oversee, Ball State does, and The situation has gone very, very nicely so far for the several years. The Youth Citizenship Awards held last Saturday. How about your comments about this program and those awesome kids, too?
So these are outstanding students of a variety of grades at MCS. These are students who are nominated by their teachers for things like integrity, leadership, kindness, and commitment and dedication to serving others. What happens in the classroom is very important in terms of students learning to read and write and science. But also we want to work with our partners at MCS to ensure that those students have leadership, good values. And so I'm really pleased and proud and grateful for the outstanding work that Dr. K and the school board and all of the outstanding teachers and staff at Muncie Community Schools, an extraordinarily dedicated group that's making a difference, a positive difference in the lives of 5,000 or 6,000 youngsters every school day.
WMUN News Radio, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk with the talk of Ball State. He is President Mearns. BSU will host an Economic Outlook Lunch. This is the annual one that Mike Hicks of your university has done for many years. I guess Senator Todd Young will even be there this time.
That's right. So it's at the Horizon Convention Center next Friday, lunch next Friday.
26th, everybody. 26th. Go ahead.
Yep, 26th. Unfortunately, you have to register in advance, so it's too late to register, but it's going to be a great event. And Mike will talk about and make some predictions or prognostications about the economy in our region next year. And then Senator Young, who's very thoughtful and very well informed, he will speak about his views about the future of the Indiana economy. So it's going to be an important event, and we're delighted to host that every year and grateful to Senator Young and his staff for joining us next Friday.
President Mearns, Professor Hicks and others' involvement in subject matter that is outside of the campus and the benefit to the communities beyond the Cardinal campus, speak to that, the fact that your professors are involved even beyond the teaching of students situation.
That's right. So, you know, if you see our mission statement or if you look at our strategic plan, you know, our mission really focuses on two prime goals. One is focusing on the educational experience and opportunities for our students, and the other is doing all that we can to enhance the economic, civic, and social vitality of the communities that we serve here all across East Central Indiana. And our professors and our staff, everything from the United Way Day of Action all the way up to this important information about the economy, the project that we're doing with the Muncie Community Schools, the Village, the work that we're doing in partnership with Ball Memorial Hospital to try to enhance opportunities for high quality, accessible healthcare in our region. We're proud and grateful for the opportunity to support our friends and neighbors all across East Central Indiana.
At that January 26th luncheon, could I suggest something that might make some buzz? That's Professor Mike Hicks and Senator Young in a thumb wrestling contest on stage. Would you consider passing that along?
I would consider passing that along.
That means no. Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, my guest. I understand your AD, Jeff Mitchell, recently appointed somebody new to take the job of somebody that, he had the absolute best smile and was the nicest person I've ever met aside from you, and that's Haven Fields.
Yeah, Haven Fields, we're grateful for his service to Ball State and proud of the work that he did here, and we wish him well. He's heading off to the University of Washington.
That's a bit of lateral move, is it not, sir? A lateral?
Yeah, he's going from deputy AD to deputy AD. Of course, they've got although they're now looking for maybe they've already completed their search for a football coach because their football coach went to replace Nick Saban down at Alabama.
Lucky, but lucky move there, I thought, for the
right.
coach.
But, you know, we've got a great talent pipeline all across the university and within athletics. So Jeff Mitchell, our outstanding AD, promoted Alex Perry from within to be the new deputy AD. And if you know Alex, he's also personable and smart and experienced and also driven by our values. So we produce talent in our students, and also we've got extraordinary talent in our faculty and staff all across the university. So wish Haven well, and also we're confident that Alex is going to do a great job in this new opportunity, new role.
That's President Jeffrey Mearns, BSU, going to be squishmallowing on Monday. That's a new word I just created. That is not the word of the day.
Think it ever will be.
It's quite possible, sir. Thank you. Very, very entertaining and informing as usual. I appreciate your service, sir.
I'm happy to do it, and wish everyone safe driving on the roads, and come out and see us this weekend. Great, some great Ball State basketball this weekend.
All right, President Jeffrey Mearns live on WMUN 828. A lot more to come. Including something in their national news, which you may have heard about or maybe you missed. I'll just tease it with, ho-hum, it happened again. That's next on WMUN.